Okie dokie. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my name is Lonnie Carpenter, and I'm 63 years old. I was born in Flint, Michigan, and when I turned 17 years old, I went in the Navy, joined the Navy, and in 1963, I got orders to go to Japan, and I was stationed on board a ship that went back and forth to Vietnam, and we used to carry supplies and men, personnel, different things. Then in 1964, me and some friends had a chance to go up to the Olympics, because they had the Tokyo Olympics in 1964, and with a friend, that's where I met my wife, now, but at that time, it was at a volleyball game at the Olympics, because and that year, Japan did very well in the volleyball, and we've been married 39 years. This June would be 39 years. And we have three children, Sandra, Michael, and Georgie. Georgie is my wife's sister's son. We adopted him. And in fact, his birthday was just on the 3rd, and he was 47 years old. He's 47 years old. He's a sushi chef. Now, what do you want me to keep going or just...
Maybe more detail how you guys met.
Well, we met through a friend there at the games, and we kept getting together, and finally in 1966, we were married. We put papers in to get married a lot earlier, but the kind of work that I did in the Navy, I had a top secret clearance, and it required me to, it required anybody that I was going to marry have a background investigation, right? Because they were trying to discourage Americans from marrying the Japanese. The government was trying to do this. And so it took us well over a year for them to get the background investigation from our wife. And that was very, very unusual since she lived in Japan. They didn't have to go no place else except up to Nagasaki. So that was one of the things the government was trying to do to discourage the servicemen from marrying the Japanese. Well, same thing. We were trying to discourage servicemen from marrying Koreans, Filipinos, anybody. They were trying to do that.
Perhaps you could explain why. And there's also the fact that there's a lot of people actually that got.
Why they discouraged it probably was number one. there was a lot of activities and. in different countries that were, you're talking about the Cold War period, and there was a lot of things that were to do with communists and or religious factions, what have you, right? And the government just didn't want to get involved with it, but they would do the background investigations, and if they didn't find anything wrong, then they would approve it. But they were kind of hoping that since it took a whole year or a year and 3 or 4 months, they were kind of hoping that by that time maybe they changed their mind and they wouldn't do it, right? So that wasn't the case. We didn't change our mind. And like I say, we got married in June of 1966 and been married ever since. And that's actually pretty good if you consider the divorce rate in this day and age. even amongst people that are the same race, is pretty high, and we've been very dislong, so. Say again. Oh, yeah.
So that sounds hard. Okay, let's, before that, I think I want to hear about the, how, maybe you can, maybe talk about, maybe you both can talk about how some of the difficulties, because I'm sure you on your end had, probably had some difficulties with your family, and I think you also as well, I mean, I'm sure, to be marrying a Japanese people.
Okay.
It's a pretty unique thing for American family. Yeah.
Well, no sooner we got married, you know, shortly thereafter we had Sandra. It was our first daughter, and we immediately got orders to go to the United States. Okay. Well, at that time I was a first class petty officer in the service, which is fairly high, and had a brand new baby, didn't have a car, and we got orders to Bainbridge, Maryland. And before we went to Bainbridge, Maryland, I had to go to some schools in Norfolk, Virginia to learn how to be a teacher. And then we there for about 2 or 3 months, then we got orders to Bainbridge, Maryland. We didn't even have a house, we didn't have a car yet, and my wife Sue got very sick. I mean, she got so sick that she lost weight. She couldn't even drink water. And they had to take her in emergency to Philadelphia, Naval Hospital in Philadelphia. And I was down in Bainbridge, Maryland, 150 miles away with Sandra, and no car, no house. And my wife was up in the hospital. Well, the doctors told me that she had an infection in her ear, and this infection had eaten into her skull, into her head, and there was a very little chance that she was going to live. They told me that pretty good chance that she was going to die, and. Meanwhile, you know, the hospital was a long ways from where I worked, so I couldn't go up to the hospital very often because I didn't have transportation. So I had to stay back in Bainbridge with my daughter, Sandra, and every day I had to walk her in a stroller, about a mile and a half or 2 miles, to a daycare center. Then I'd have to walk the rest of the way up to the school where I worked. Then I'd have to walk back down after work, pick my daughter back up and take her back to home, because by this time we had got a housing, and my wife was still in the hospital, and she could tell you what happened. You can go ahead and tell her what happened up at the hospital.
Can you hold on a minute? There's this fly that's keeping... So basically, it was right after you moved in to Maryland.
Yeah, it was just after we just moved into Maryland.
Uh-huh.
And she started having a lot of problems. This started with the ear, and she's up in the hospital. And that's something that happened from the, you know, we think it came from the atomic bomb, part of the things that, a lot of the things that she's had happened to her.
Yeah. Yeah. 昭和9年3月22日生まれ、旧姓藤原末です。私が11歳の時に長崎市森町西郷寮というところで 姉を訪ねて行って被爆に遭いました。ピカッとした途端にもう何にも分からなくて、気がついたら横穴防空壕の中に連れ入ってました。そこに私が瓦礫このいろいろなもう中にいて、左手と肩から上が出てたそうなんです。それを通りかかった当時の兵隊さんが、これ子供の手だって掘ってね、で助け出して、その当時長崎湾に入ってくる鉄器を撃つ大砲が入っていた横穴防空壕に連れて行って、それで私が気がついた時はもう真っ黒で、もう何にも見えないで、何日間私いたかさっぱりそれは分かりませんでした。だから母がに2日間原爆中心地へこの私たちを探しに、私と姉を探しに来たけど、もうみんなね、もう本当晴れ上がって、みんなもう死んだ人がみんなもう空気でも入れたみたいに晴れてね、服なんかビリビリ破れて、誰が誰だかさっぱり分かんなくて、本当にもう地獄だったと。でもあれあもう母も2回来たけどもう見つからないからもうダメだろうって言ってたの時に、その私を出し過ぎてくれた兵隊さんが終戦の前の日って言いますから、8月の14日ですね、14日の日に私の防空付近に住所と名前とみんな書いてあったんですね。
こっち見て話します。はい。
それをね頼りに母を訪ねてくれたわけなんです。お宅の娘さんはねこうしてこうしてますよって言って、 母と兄がついていって、兵隊さんについていってね、その時に母はもうねこのまま死んだ方がいいんじゃないかって思ったそうなんです。頭は半分紫色になって腫れ上がり、足は本当にもうこんなに大きく腫れて、内が湧いてたそうなんですね、その時に。でそれを兄と二人でおんぶして、交代交代でおんぶして、桜庭町、長崎桜庭町に実家がありました。そこに連れて帰ってくれて、それで私の姉は何日かして帰ってきた、無事に帰ってきましたよね、かすり傷だけで。でその被爆の日はもうね、みんな重症の人をトラックに積んで大村の病院へ運ぶのに手伝って、最後のトラックで大村病院に行って、看護師さんが足りないから言って手伝ってたそうなんです。で1週間目に無事に帰ってきましたけど、もうみんなが私が先に死ぬを思っていたのが、姉が9月の12日、9月の5日の日からもうあの起ききらなくて、寒い寒い言って、それで12日の日に亡くなったわけなんです。でその亡くなる前の日にみんな家族を呼んでね、今度ね日本が負けたから、今度はアメリカの兵隊さんがたくさん入ってくるだろうと、でもね兵隊さんが悪いんじゃない、国のね国自身が悪いんだから、人間は悪くないんだと、そのように言ってね、あなたたちはね憎んだりなんかする必要はないよって、こんな言ってみんな家族に言ったわけなんですね。でその翌日姉が死んで、本当に私が行ってた小学校、浦林小学校はもう運動場はもう至る所に材木を積んでね、毎日毎日死んだ人を焼いてたわけなんですね。でそれをね解いた天井の板を取って、で箱を作って飴を中に入れて、それで母が一人で焼いたんですね。でその母の 悲しみを私見てたので、本当に私は死なないって、私は絶対死なないって、お母さんのあんな苦しみにねさしたくないって、また兄もね死ぬな死ぬな言って毎日私に励ますわけなんですね。それで足もね、海持ってこんな腫れてウジ虫だらけの、とってもとってもウジ虫が湧くわけなんですね。それを母がね、焼酎ですか、あれをあれであれをかけて、でなこう可能してるところを毎日こさえれたわけなんです。それが痛くて痛くてね、本当に母がもうね、そう時間が来るともうね鬼が来るような感じでね、でそれ母が一人でこれまでしてくれました。それで私は本当に21歳までですね、びっこ引いてたんです。すごいびっこでね、で母も、ね、もうねこの子はもうね結婚もできないだろう、仕事もね疲れないからって言ってたのを人から聞いて、アメリカ人のねベースに働き副社でも働かせてくれるからっていうので、私板付けに行ったわけなんです、福岡の。すぐ採用されて、でハウシングオフィスに勤めるようになりました。でもね、皆さんがもうすごく親切にしてくれてね、もう本当に重いもの持たんでもいいよ、自分が運んでやるからっていうふうな感じでずっと勤めてたわけなんです。でそのうちにね、傷もだんだん固まってきて、もう寒い時にはもうすごくね骨が痛いわけなんですね。網が降ったりしたらもう本当にもうたまらないように痛かったんです。でそれもだんだんだんだんって、今見たらこんなふうなちっちゃいけど ちっちゃい傷ですけどね、前はもうこんな大きく見えてたんですね。でこれはまだ骨ですよね、骨がまだ見えてるし、こんなふうに 今はこれから舌がね痛いんです時々。で医者が言われた、原爆病院の医者が、この傷から膝下までの骨がねチョーク状態になってるから、ちょっとでも打つかこけるかしたらそれまでですよって言われたわけなんですね。それで先ほど主人が耳のことを言ってましたけど、医者が古い傷でちっちゃい時にね頭を打ったでしょって、それがひびが入ってそれが可能してきたんですよってそう言われて、黒い海が時々出てたわけなんです。でそれで主人にはそれ何にも言わなかったんですね。で今度アメリカに来る間際になって病院のテストする時に、この耳の側あれして耳にレントゲン取ったりなんかしたら、その傷口が可能して、みんな可能が溜まってるって言われて、私たちもうそんな手術しなくちゃいけないよ言われましたけど、日にちがないのでそのまましてて、病院に入った途端にたくさんの先生が来てね、私の体が見えるんです自分でね。先生も来て喋ってるのが、もう私は英語があんまりできなかったのに全部話が分かって、一人の医者がね、もうそっとしとった方がいいよ、彼女は死んでる、死ぬよ、もうね出かけない方がいいって言ってるの分かるんですね。でだからとんでもないなんて思ってね、あれして、で翌日医者がね、あんたのハズバンドにタッチしてるんだけどなかなかタッチできないって言われて、どうしたんですか言ったら、もうね今日中に手術しなくちゃあんたの命ありませんよってこう言われたんです。それで私がこのまま放ってたらどのくらい持てますって聞いたら、今夜ぐらいは持てないでしょって言われて、で 100% のうちにね 7% ぐらいしか今まだ保証できないと、手術しても、でもそれに自分はかけたいって言われたのでね、お願いしますって言った、自分私がサインしたわけなんです。本当は主人がねサインしなくちゃいけなかったのを私自分でサインして、で手術してもう3ヶ月入院してました。でその3ヶ月の間、ちっちゃい子供を抱えて主人が大変な、ね、思いをして、 本当あの留守を守ってくれたわけなんですね。で3ヶ月して帰ってきて 2,3 回あの通あの病院に通って、すごく遠いんです。2時間半ぐらいかかるんです、片道。バスで通あのベースのネイビーのバスで通ってるうちに、今度目がね、手術した途端にあのこの黒眼が真ん中であの情報見えないわけなんです。でもう何でも重なってね、もう本当こうパあのこうしとかなくちゃもう一つに見えなかったんです。でそれがあのそれのせいかなって思ったら、なんかあのキャララックですか、あれが若いのにねすごく張ってると、だからもうねすぐ手術ですよってこう言われて、私はもうね泣き出して、もう嫌だと、もうね自分は嫌だったら、医者がもうすぐここにいなさいって言われたけど、一応帰りますって。うちには電話がなかったんですよね、まだ電話引いてなかったんです。で帰って、明日の8時朝の8時までにチェックインしなさいって言われて、それであの主人に帰って言ったら、主人がね、じゃあ明日行こうって言うから、私嫌だって言ったんですよ。たらね、もう情報の目が見えなくなって、ね、子供の顔も見えないっていうのは大変きついだろって、だからね明日行こうって言われて連れて行ってもらったんですね。また病院に友達から車を借りて、ね、あの2週間ほどいろいろな検査で検査してたら、あの私が妊娠してることが分かったんです。それで妊娠してるから、一応子供が生まれるまではあのできない、だから帰っていいですよってこう言われたんですけど、私ねもうね4ヶ月の入院で、あの髪を剃ってこの後ろから手術するって言われたんですね、医者から最初。それで4ヶ月は入院しなくちゃいけないって言われたから、も私も覚悟は決まってたんです。で子供はね主人 の, あのミシガンにあのお姉さんに預けるから心配するなって言ってくれたから、もうね私ねあのこのここをあの直してください言ったんですね、この 目玉が全然動かないの。だから当時の医学じゃあのこのマソが切れて、あの神経糸が切れてあの動かなかったそうなんです。それで当時の医学じゃどうしようもないから、特別のあれあのグラスをね作ってあげましょう、そう言われてきたんですけど、今は現在目も動くようになってね、最初は子供が怖がってましたけどね、こんな海賊みたいなパッチはめて、本当もうねこの原爆でこの足は足でね、あもう本当に子供をねびっこ引いて歩くあの抱っこしてるから喜ぶんですねでもね本当にどうにかしなくちゃって、あれあのでおかげさまでね、医者が全然タッチしてなくてね、母の力でこの足は動けるようになったんです。であのここから針が入ったのがね、あのこっちの方へ出てきたのがもう被爆十何年目ですね。でこのまだここに1個傷がありますけど、あの骨で止まってて、それが動き出して、その痛いんですよね、すごく痛くて、で病院であのレントゲンで針が見えて、手術って言われたけどもう針の先が出てきたんでね、すぐ取ってもらいましたけど、本当にアメリカに来てもまだあのいろいろなものが出てきました、ガラスだなんだ。それであの目のことで医者からもう1週間に毎週毎週2ヶ月通ってもその医者がはっきりしたのがつかめないわけなんです。それで私が、ああ私原爆に遭ってるからそれでしょうかってこう医者に言った途端に、医者がこっと変わってね、にちゃんとねそのにあの原爆の放射能の病院があるから日本に帰って治療をしてくださいって言われた、ネビのハスペルでそう言われたんです。それでもうカットされて、 で他の私血圧が高いんですね。それでアポイメント取るのにそれでも取れなかったんです。放射日本に帰って治療を受けてくれる。それで私はあれ子供もね、ママ足どうしたの、あどうしたんってこう聞くから、私はこれねこけてね石の角で打ってこんなになったんだって。子供すぐ喋るでしょ。私のママは原爆に入ってあれして原爆あれしたって、そんなそれが怖くてもう本当のこと言い切らなかったんですね。でいまだにこんなしてあんまり下げてたりなんかすると痛みがきますけど、もうほとんどこっちが60年間こっちでこの足が助けてね、あまりこれを使わないようにもう自然的にできてるんですね。それで未だ本当に歩けるっていうのは本当にちょっとね信じられませんよね。でこの耳も未だにめまいがするんですね。目は見えてもね、このめまいっていうのはもうズーンときてもう本当にすごいめまいになるんです。で全然聞こえないんですね。これ聞こえる骨をもうインファクションが溶かしてしまって、もう脳スレスレのところを手術受けたわけなんです。だから医者がもう脳の中にこのインファクションが入ってたらもうあんた死んでたんだよと。それで何ですか、このめまいはこの耳、あんた命があるからね、命を医者もめまいがひどいからって医者に見せると記録がありますよね。それを見てあんたは命があるからね、それだけでもベニフィット思いなさいってこう言われるんです。だからもう本当にめまい、みんながね、私ウォーカーでね歩く、医者が言ったんですね、あなたウォーカー使いなさいって。でも主人が自分がね杖になってやるからね、そんなのいらないよ言ってね。でもね本当私現在歩けます、少しはびっくりしてますけど、歩けるっていうのは本当にね幸せだなと思いますね。My BG you know only ね。
Am I talking now?
いいですか。
どうぞ。Free, feel free to be cutting each other.
Well, since we've been married,
can you hold on to this?
That? Okay. Well, ever since Sue had the problem at the Navy,
can you get here? Yeah.
Yeah, at the Navy hospital with her ears, and she lost the hearing in one of her ears. She has the leg problem, which was another related to the atomic bomb. She's had high blood pressure. She's had stents put in her heart. She's had cataracts on her eyes. She's had where she can't go to bathroom, bowel movement for days upon end, right? High cholesterol, high blood pressure, can't sleep, vertigo, where she walks around like she's been drinking, that she hasn't been. I mean, just all these things, and these things, and then the fact that two miscarriages with babies.
When is that?
This was while we were in Michigan.
Japan.
One Japan and one in Michigan lost babies that were miscarriages. It's just a number of things that have been going on in her life for a long, long time. That stupid fly. I'm sorry. Get out of here. It is persistent.
Yeah.
Okay.
But,
come over, I'm going to get this guy now.
Yeah, he's right there.
Keep missing it. Wow. Okay.
So,
that's okay, don't worry.
If I wouldn't have been in the Navy, and we wouldn't have had Navy medical benefits, oh, we would have had a lot of problems. But that helped some, because we have these, I could take her to the hospital. But for years now, I just live on, I live on the edge. I don't know if she's going to walk in the room and fall down and bang her head. I don't know if she's going to have a heart attack. I don't know if she can't walk. You can't go out and walk and exercise because of her leg. That stops that. So if you can't exercise, that doesn't help your heart. If that doesn't help your heart, that doesn't help your breathing. And just all these things that are constantly going on in her life. I really feel sorry for her. Because if you look at me, here I am. I look like a sumo wrestler, so to speak, right? But other than that, my health is pretty good. And here she is. For years, she's been normal weight. She hasn't been fat. Has everything's been normal, and just have all of these problems. And the Navy doctors can never figure out why. And they can't put their finger on why. But it all really started really coming out when we first got married. But I no doubt that she had problems before we had married, you know, because she had the leg and these other problems. But as she's gotten a little bit older, a lot of these problems are really, really, really dynamic in her life and have caused a lot, you know, just a lot of problems. And then here, since she's over 65, the Navy hospital kind of kicked her out because of Medicare and Social Security. So now we had to go out and find a completely new doctor who doesn't know anything about her problems. And now we have to school that doctor on all the things that are going on in her life with her physical condition. And it's hard. It's really hard. And I feel sorry for my wife. She feels bad that I have to constantly be taking her over to emergency, or constantly taking her to the doctor, or constantly getting prescriptions, or always spending a lot of time concerning her health. But I don't. That's life to me. That's what I'm supposed to do. I'm her husband. I'm supposed to do that. So, I do feel sorry for her. Sometimes she gets these migraine headaches. Sometimes, I mean, every night she can't go to sleep. It is unbelievable. Then don't go to bathroom for 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 days. Don't go to bathroom. I couldn't imagine not going to bathroom for 7 days. I couldn't imagine that. And they can't figure out why. They can't figure out why. The doctors can't. It's just, it's amazing. But we have 2 children. We have 5 grandchildren. And we're still alive. We're still alive. So, what do you think?
Everybody looking to me in that normal. Don't have a sick or anything. And don't know inside. So outside where is, you know, so healthy. So happy, happy life. That kind of way everybody think. Even though twice, every other year, and Hiroshima doctor coming, group coming to Los Angeles. And we didn't go now, but before every other year, and Fumie Shat, husband, he drive the big van and take us. That time, doctor said, Mrs. Carpenter, where are you? you're looking nothing wrong. So I say this, and that please check for me. And then after doctors be surprised. Doctor said, one time you go back to Japan and take a vision, you know, and show. But Japan, go back to Japan, Itamekiban hospital, okay, but just one way, vision test, then go home. After, you know, this, no. Vision test, you can get out of hospital. So sometimes what when I come here, the kind of feeling I have. And the last time I went to hospital and 2 years ago, and my leg doctor, Seke,
Lucky. Lucky. Enough.
OK。整形外科のあの先生やあのドクター前田先生、あのカピヌスさん、これね、あの特別医療手当ですか？ 何ですか？特あの普通一般ではこちらで $300 いただいてるんですね。前は全然そんなことなかったんです。で、それをあなたは特別のあれを出した方がいいんじゃないですかとこう言われたんです。この足がこんな風でね、今度またこれが折れたら足を手術しなくちゃいけないし、そうすると今度車椅子が必要でしょ。 で、何でもやりたいこともできなくなるからね、政府に申し出なさいってこう言われて、で、レッドクロスの方はね、あ、そんな紙ありませんってこう言うんですね、医者が聞いても。それで私、直接、長崎市役所の原爆被爆者が会議に行って話したんですね。で、これね、今、お金が下りるようになったから、こう申し出るんじゃないんですと。 で、私が最初に帰ったのが17年前、日本に帰った時に、長崎新聞の方が、インタビューに見えて、その時に言ったんですね、こんな人ね、私は本当に青春時代っていうのはありませんでした。ビッグを引いて、ハイヒールも履きたかった。
Can I say something? Can I say something?
What?
Well, you know, she goes to the Navy hospitals and she goes to Japan and...
I'm talking about that too.
And they go there and she goes to the hospitals and the doctors can't find... They can't say, yes, this is a problem. They can't say, no, it's not a problem, but they can't find out why. And maybe I feel what the government might be thinking of them. They might be thinking that... Well, anybody and everybody just wants to come over here and, you know, and claim this is a part of what happened back in 1945. But I've watched this go on now for 40 years, and the doctors can't figure out why she has all these problems. And so sometimes they have a tendency to think, these problems ain't real. No, these problems are real. Because I've been living with my wife for 40 years, and all these problems that I said that she has them. They just can't figure out why. I mean, they can't figure out why. And she'll go to Japan, and they'll keep her there for, 2 weeks, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they'll keep her in the hospital for 1 week, and they'll run, lots of tests.
Mm-hmm.
After the test, she goes home, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they don't find some reason why this is happening, it's kind of excused as it's not there. It's kind of like if we leave it alone long enough, it'll go away. And she has the problems. her daughter and son are so worried about her. Michael calls up every day. How's mom? How is mommy today? Sandra calls up at least once a week, and because they know the problem she has. And to say why, I would think something. It would have something to do with the fact that the war, the bomb, the conditions at that time, the things that happened to her body, are all a factor in what's going on with her body, her health. I grew up in a good environment, and even though I'm as fat as I am, I still reasonably ganky. I feel sorry for my wife. And then she feels so frustrated that when she tries to explain something, that she feels like maybe they're not listening. I remember we had a letter. We had a letter written by a doctor at the Navy Hospital. That, see, the doctors at the Navy Hospital, they change every 2 or 3 years because it's not like having a doctor out in civilian life where you might have a doctor for 50 years and then maybe he dies or you die. But in the Navy, you have a doctor for 2 or 3 years and he gets transferred someplace else, right? But she had this one doctor and he wrote a letter back to the doctors in Japan and about all the things that were going on in her health. But then then she went on back on another trip over there. And
Okinawa.
And then nothing's happened, basically. So she does have the health problems. I'm amazed that she's still alive. I'm amazed that she's still alive. All the problems she has.
She said something about the how she was kicked out of the Navy hospital.
Yeah, the thing about what, as soon as you turn 65.
No, she was talking about.
One time, you ship go out overseas time, Navy hospital kick you out to me. Then new hospital make, old hospital time. New hospital make, then make it appointment. I can make appointment. Before all the hospital, no can make an appointment. I got high blood pressure.
Yeah.
Then I go small hospital, go to get bill.
See, the whole trouble with the Navy hospital is, if you go, see, they have two ways of doing it. If primary care, there might be 30 or 40 doctors working primary care. And when you go in there, you never know what doctor you're going to see. They give you an appointment. You might see Jones one day, Smith the next day, next time, you never see the same doctor all the time. And unless they put you with what they call internal medicine, if you get internal medicine, they normally assign a doctor. They assign you to a specific doctor. But normally when they assign you to a specific doctor in internal medicine, is the time that you're getting old and you're having more and more and more problems that primary care can't handle. So before that, when they were switching hospitals, they were building a new hospital, she was still under primary care. And things really get messed up under primary care. You don't really get the same kind of care that you would if you had a doctor out in civilian, as a civilian, where now she's got a doctor and that's the only doctor she sees. She got one doctor. Where in the Navy, she's had dozens of different doctors, and that's trouble.
Now, itaneki ban that is so that doctor so interest. Could you please tell me, you know, doctor doesn't, but before is a no. And I go back again that Japan, but and Aichi, you know. First time I got Itaneki Ban and that book. That I showed to news then take picture, then put the newspaper. The picture I keep, then I showed to and shiakusha ni shitan desu ne. Gomenasai, mo. Dan, anata morau shikaku ga aru kara, chanto Red Cross ni あれして、紙をもらって医者の証明もらいなさいって言われたんです。 でも私はこちらからそのペーパーください言ってで持って帰ってレッドクロスの人に市役所から2枚お宅の方にあるって言われましたよって言ったら、あそうですかなんて、あすごくこの政治の方なんですかレッドクロスは すごくね あれしないんですね。それで医者がちゃんと書いてくれもらって、それで今度私ももう帰る予定でしたから、あれレッドクロスの人が「カーペンさんいいですよ、僕は帰っときますから」って「送りますから」ってこう言われて「お願いします」って言ったら、どんな風に書いていただいたか知らないけど却下されて、去年の7月に却下されたわけなんです。却下って言いますか、あなたにそのねあれには放射能に関係ないから却下しますってこう書いてあったわけなんです。で市役所の人が異議申し込みができるんですよって60日間内にその紙が来た60日間内にね異議申し込みがあるから出しなさいってこう言われたわけなんです。それで私ね大臣ね本当に下手な字ですけどお許しください言って、2つだけ私はね質問があります。一つはそのなんかっていう大臣の下にいる人が話し合うそうなんですね。その中に一人でもあれ被爆に遭った方いらっしゃるんですかと、もう一つは放射能っていうのはどんなの放射能って言われるんですかって、焼けてられた人やけどたくさんしてますね、あんなのが放射能って言うんですかって、私はこれ骨が見えるし、ね、まだあれだから先生も進めてくださったから私は出したんです。でも内科の方じゃねいろいろこんなふうな病気もあります、でもね私はね現に傷が見えるのがね保証でき、今はねもう60年近くになってもね今はもうほとんど保証人がいません、探すのにも大変です。だからね目に見えるところのを私はね出しましたってこんなふうに書いて出したんですね。何にも通知ないからまた来今年の7月か8月に何か来るだろう思って、で前は坂口さん大臣だったんですね。私は紙手紙を出して間もなくすぐその大臣が変わったわけなんです。でどんなふうになってるかさっぱり私分かりません。でもね一応はね自分がこんなふうな今こんなふうな状態でこんなふうなあれですっていうことだけはね出しましたけど、
almost like she's rejected by U.S. government and also Japanese government.
Yeah, well,
nobody can.
The way I've said this, and I truly believe that the atomic bomb was dropped in 1945. So that was 55, 60 years ago.
Yeah,
the people that experienced this are slowly dying. pretty soon for the Japanese government and for the American government, the problem's going to go away because they're all going to die. They're getting up around that age, 60, 70, 80 years old, and where they're going, the problem is going away. But the problem's still here with a lot of these people. And I know Sue. My sister has problems, but maybe one or two. My brother has problems, maybe one or two. He doesn't have 8 or 9 different problems going on all at once. You know, ears, eyes, stomach, heart, blood pressure, going to bathroom, leg. I mean, just and it's been going on for a long time. I mean, this is, it's just a shame. I can understand a little bit of the American and the Japanese government why they the way they think, but they need to look at it just a little bit differently. They're not living with these people; they see different people at different times with different reports. So. And I just, that's just my opinion. pretty soon their problem's going to go away because a lot of these people are going to die. This is what's going to happen. I just hope there ain't another atomic bomb. I just hope they don't do that anymore. That causes a lot of problems, not just our house, a lot of other places. She's had friends that, in that group that have passed away already, right?
That's people, yeah, yes.
What do you think of how she said that she got rejected from some of the hospital here because she told them that she had, back in 60s or a while ago?
That's it.
She got, because she, when she told them about the atomic bomb,
yes,
they rejected her. Yeah?
That's before your retirement, so. Just before you retire.
Maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's had a lot of doctors that don't want to.
No.
What?
One time, old hospital, Babo, I, so many months, I check, no can find what happened. The doctor, so I get tired too. So I tell doctor, I have experience, atomic bomb, but that caused this my eye. Then doctor, 100% change. Oh, Japan have that atomic bomb hospital, so you go back to Japan.
Yeah, well, you know? That's the
then,
that's the typical Navy.
My physical and okay, make appointment too.
It's not our problem. That's. See, they did the same thing. They did the same thing here. As an example, like I said, when you start getting older, they give you to internal medicine. Okay, where you could have one specific doctor. And when you turn 65. What they're supposed to do, the Navy is supposed to say, okay, you can't come anymore to the Navy hospital except for emergency. You have to go through Social Security and Medicare, right? Well, that was supposed to happen at 65. Look where you go. She got kicked out here a year ago, and she was not a Jew, 70. But there's still people up there at that hospital, going to that Navy hospital, that are 65, 75, 85 years old, that are supposed to be under the same situation as Sue. And why they're up there, I don't know. I've never, if I went up there and asked, they wouldn't tell me anyway. So, you know, I see people up there, internal medicine, that are in their 80s. And I've said, I thought, and I'd asked the people when I was trying to get my wife to stay there, I said, so why are these people still here? Well, some of the people, it's too dangerous to put them down to another doctor. And I ask, oh, who determines too dangerous? That's not our, we don't make that decision. And so I never got an answer. So I took my wife out to a civilian doctor. Here within the last, what, 6 months?
Mm-hmm.
Last 6 or 7 months, right. But periodically, the Navy hospital is, boy, when you say atomic bomb, the red flags come up. You know, they don't want to deal with that. In fact, we've only had one doctor. That's the doctor that wrote the report when she went to Japan. He wrote a report and said, all these things are going on in... In Sue's life. And she went to Japan. She goes to the hospital. They run examinations for a week or 10 days. Then she comes back home.
Have you seen the report?
The report comes in Japanese, so I wouldn't know what the...
Mm-hmm. Well, the report that American doctor wrote.
Oh, Sue's got that. It was just a letter.
Okay.
It was a very simple letter saying that I have treated Sue for these different things, right? It didn't say what she had. It says I have treated her for, you know, different things.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And it didn't say, yeah, these are atomic bomb related. It didn't say anything about what they were related. Death fly is something else, isn't it? It's amazing. And but it's... has to be related to something, because the medical care has been reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't want to guess. If I wouldn't have been in the Navy and had Navy medical, I don't want to guess how much money I would have had to spend on my wife, you know, for civilian doctors and that. Well, it would have been something. It would have been outrageous because I know just the cost of medicines. You know, medicines are just so high, you know. What would it cost for doctors? I had an accident, a car accident, about 10, 12 years ago. Only accident I've ever been in. And they sent me over to, I had to go to the trauma ward because I had head injuries. And I remember they sent me a piece of paper and it said, "This is not a bill." And it had on there for one day, $36,000 for one day in the trauma ward. You know, if I'd have had to pay that, then the insurance companies had to pay it. But $36,000, I says, my goodness. I pretty much know how much the American and Japanese government pay for, you know, medical. It's, I can understand why they wouldn't want to do something. You know, it's very expensive.
It almost seems like they don't really care much about your health.
Well, what it is, I don't know that they don't necessarily don't care. I think it's the fact that they're going to base everything on their findings. So if they can't say that, yes, you have this sickness, and yes, the atomic bomb caused that sickness, then they're going to say, then they're not going to worry about it. And that's basically how it goes. Now, to have all the things in her life that are going on, something had to cause them. I've talked with doctors up at the hospital, and I talked with the doctor that she has now, and I says, "Have you seen people
Trump's
coming?" Yeah, Trump's coming. Okay, I think. Yes, the doctor that she has now, I went up there and I talked to him and I asked him, I says, "Have you seen any of your patients that have this many problems, that are taking this many medicines?" And he says, "Not very often." He says, "Normally, when you get something like that, that's the kind of person that's pretty close to dying, you know." And he says, "Your wife seems to be still walking around, and she's still talking, and you know, and she seems reasonably okay." But she's not reasonably okay because I could sit in the house here and she can walk out the room sometimes and she'd be bouncing off the wall just like she had a quart of sake or something and she doesn't even drink. And they'd just be...
amazing.
But I just, my feeling, a true feeling is the doctors think, well, yeah, something's wrong. Well, we don't know what it is, and we can't say it's associated with the atomic bomb. And they just kind of set that aside. So when you start talking about, could you please write me a report about this for how it might be associated with the atomic bomb, would they just, they wash their hands of it, they don't want to have anything to do with it. Yeah, I can, that's both Japanese and the American, you know, medical association. So... I don't know if there's anything you can do about it, but...
Did your other family members knew? Did you know that she was had experienced atomic bomb before you get married? And what was your family's reaction? And, I mean, back then I would assume that there wasn't much knowledge that went with the atomic bomb.
Sue mentioned it, that she had been in the atomic bomb and that she had lost a sister. And my feeling was that's not a good subject because Americans dropped the atomic bomb. So I had a tendency not to want to talk about that, bring it up, because I felt it might make her feel bad. I never brought the subject up a lot. Every once in a while, I would ask something. But then when she started having all the sicknesses, then me and her would talk about, is this atomic bomb related? We knew the leg was. The leg was absolutely, because the leg happened when the atomic bomb. And did all these other things that are starting to happen, are they related with that? And the only reason we thought that is because a lot of things that happened because of the atomic bomb didn't show up till later. You know, everybody didn't have this right away after the atomic bomb. If they were close and they got all the heat, yeah, you could see the burns and what have you, and they would die fairly quick. But they're finding out that a lot of people have a lot of problems that people of the same age that didn't experience atomic bomb aren't having those problems. I just don't think the government's got a... I don't think they have a handle on just everything that the atomic bomb caused. It caused a lot of things. So there's a lot of things they don't know. They don't have a heck of a lot of time to figure out because the people are dying, you know, and they're getting old. That's the shame of it. I feel sorry for her, but, you know, she's my wife.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
In the... I tell neighborhood and she's a friend of stay time. I talk to, you know, I show my dad and that is, you know, atomic bomb, so. And she living, one day is living in Taiwan. She go home. She's a daughter, high school daughter is come to San Diego High School. Every day she come take it up to Taiwan. She tell to, and Dara says she on the deport.
Write a high school report.
Yeah, I like to do so. Mama, please, introduce for me. Then, she's a mother named Virginia. Virginia come to, my daughter says that, but that's, you didn't mind, Sue? That's so. I say, yeah, bring. Then I explain to, and itameki ban, this kind of name, this. Then I got my hometown book, have to, all the Japanese, but before itameki ban, after itameki ban, picture. And I show her. Then she tell the classmate, everybody say, she's still alive, you know. Now children is everybody die already. Then she said, Miss Carpenter, can I have your picture? I want to put together today. And Washington, D.C., teacher sent her to Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C. invite her 1 week. She went to Washington, D.C. And she's so happy. She's a smart. Neighborhood says she's so smart. And middle school, high school, all, you know, this top. So I'm glad, you know, something leave to war peace. That's what I think.
If you go around and ask all the high school students in the United States, what do you know about the Second World War? You'd be surprised how many people don't know anything. They don't know anything about the Second World War. Well, they just don't think about it because they don't teach it so much. There might be a little bit about history, and that's it. And they just they leave it alone. They think that the Germans were bad people, the Russians were bad people, and the Japanese were bad people. And everybody else is okay. Mm-hmm. Then after the Korean War, now the North Koreans and the Chinese are bad people. We keep labeling who's the bad people. And even when I went to Nagasaki to visit with Sue's mother, the next door neighbor didn't like me. And her mother said that, my goodness, he was just a little boy when they dropped that bomb. I don't think he had anything to do with it. So there's still a lot of bad feelings, you know. Consequently, getting anybody to do something sometimes is hard.
How about your families? You're American.
My family. Yeah. My sister, my brother, and his wife just love Sue. My sister, she's like a pickle. She's fickle. Fickle meaning she just kind of set in her mind, set in her ways. She does not, she likes Sue, but she doesn't like Sue like my brother and their family. You know, as why? Because my sister, number one, thinks differently. Number two, she had to move out of her house because the whole neighborhood was taken over by the blacks. So my sister has a tendency to be a little racial. But doesn't dislike. Now all the rest of the family, her daughters and sons, they're okay. So nobody has a... But when we first moved to Michigan, when we went to Michigan, yeah, when me and Sue would walk into a grocery store, a department store or something, yeah, all the eyeballs were...
Yeah.
They look.
Yeah. But not only she was Japanese, but she was also had a bad leg, yeah?
Bad leg, and and they can look at her and they can say, well, she's a certain age. The older people can say, she's a certain age, so she had to be around that time.
You know, I now wear so many skirts, huh? Most pants, tennis shoes.
Just to cover it up. Mm-hmm. Just to cover it up.
I'm sorry. Sometimes, long time, you know, leg started.
Yeah, she gets bumped.
Hurts.
She has to keep it up sometimes, up in the air. The doctor says walk, and one doctor says walk, and the other doctor says you can't walk on that leg at a break.
My heart doctor said take walk. But the bone doctor said no.
How, I guess there's a question for you, a question for you. One question for you is that there's the component that Americans dropped the bomb, whether you're a baby back then, and you had nothing to do with it, of course, as an American, living in America, born in America.
Right.
And of course, working for Navy as well, American dropped the bomb. And there she is. And you got married to a person that has experienced that. Is there any... I'm not necessarily looking for opinion, but how do you feel? And there she is, it's still... to this day, 60 years later, has affected your life, after all, came to you, has affected her health and consequently your life as well. And it's a quite difficult question, but I think it's whatever that comes up to your mind, perhaps.
Are you familiar with a JMSDF?
No.
Japanese Maritime Self-Defense Force. Okay. After the Second World War, the Japanese were not allowed to have armed forces. Okay, so when I was stationed in Japan, I had the opportunity at this one place. I got to work with the Japanese Navy, and I got a chance to talk and socialize with their officers, their enlisted men. So, and I got to look at how they took care of their ships and how they did things, and I gained an awful lot of respect for the Japanese people, and I still have a lot of respect for the Japanese people. And so that when we got married, I've always had that respect. I've had a lot of respect for her mother, a lot of respect for her family, and I feel sorry at times that sometimes she'd be over here when a family member would pass away or something, that we couldn't immediately go over there, you know, go to the funeral. I felt so bad about that, but I'm proud that I'm married to my wife. I'm very proud. And whenever I hear somebody say something bad about the Japanese, I'm very fast to defend them, and very fast. Not because I'm just married to a Japanese, because I've had the chance over the years to be around a lot of Japanese people, and I have a lot of respect for them. And I think that even with the fact that she was a part of the atomic bomb, I don't say it was right that the United States did that. I was too young to make a decision on it anyway. It's never right to kill anybody. So dropping a bomb kills a whole bunch, so it definitely wasn't the right thing. But at that time, I couldn't do nothing about it. At that time, Sue couldn't do nothing about it. And it was just a fact of life that we have to face. So, and I loved what her mother said. When her mother said to that neighbor, "I don't know why you're so mad at him. He was only 3 years old when they dropped the bomb, so he couldn't have been in the airplane." And I got an awful lot of respect for that. And all the friends that she has here, I have a lot of respect for. So I just feel that she's pretty strong to has lived as many years as she's lived with the problems that she's had, you know. And I truly feel that some of these problems were, not all of them, but I think some of them were a part of that bomb. Not all, but because you have certain things, you get sick as you get old anyway. But she had a lot of these things when she wasn't old. So couldn't do it.
How did you feel when, you know, you said that, you know, she, you were living on the edge. Like, you didn't know any time when she was going to pass away. And I mean, yeah, you know, back in when you were young, yeah, and you had children, and
it's like walking on popcorn. Yeah, you just you never know when something's going to happen, and you just for a long time you just live on edge. And as you get older, it gets a little bit harder because, as you get older, it gets harder because you can't move around as good as you did when you were younger. And so things become more amplified in life. So, it's been hectic the last 10 years. It's been very hectic, especially when she's had to have stents put in her heart, you know, in her arteries and that. And it's been, I always say to myself, every day brings something new, you know. And then sometimes she'll start forgetting things. Or she'll hand me something, a medicine, and she'll say, "I'm all out." I said, "You don't wait till they're all gone to tell me they're all out. You got to tell me in a week or so in advance, right?" But that's the things that I go with right now. But that's okay. I can handle that.
You go working time every morning.
I don't work now, so.
No, you come to
so it's a little easier. It's a little easier right now. I don't work. When I worked, it was harder. But now, that's one of the reasons why I retired. I says I retire because I'm 62, I can draw Social Security, and I can stay home. In fact, first network, I told him, I said, I can stay home and I can help my wife. I don't have to have a schedule. I can work around the house, do my stuff for my wife, and go fishing. I'm okay with it. How do you feel about it?
And me, I married to him, and my aunt, she said, oh, Michi, you know, Itamikiban passed away, my sister name. Megan killed Michi. Now, why tell to my mother, you know, why you say, Sue can marry to Megan? I can understand. That's when I say, my mother said, before Michi passed away, and war is not people and people, just country in the country. So, and American people come to, you know, don't hate anything, friend. And plus, and Rani is, you know, still maybe have life, how he don't know nothing about war. So, and I think that's good. He married for Sue, and maybe, you know, I got somebody that they would travel, and but marry for her, marry for me, is a, you know, I'm great. And then my brother, oh, he loved Rani. Yeah. Everybody, my family loved him. He take any place and enjoy. And so I'm lucky. And that time, you know, my grow up time, you know, Mary is, you know, education, you know. Then the family, ancient, Czech, then Mary. That kind of time, so, you know. I married to him, just nothing I have. The Mary. And my husband take care of me pretty good. When I take shower and make bathroom noise, he said, are you all right? He come see me. That much he worried about me. And he working time. He said, you know, every morning what I do for us? So I said, I don't know. Maybe you wash face. He said, no. You have breath and I come check you. So I'm appreciation. I'm very lucky and I married to him. Then you know, me and him together, we got war peace. We talked about young people, you know. Mm-hmm. War is this kind of way, you know. That's, we talked to young people.
Yeah, we don't need any more wars.
Mm-hmm. We don't need it.
And then for you, as a Japanese people living, the Japanese people that was experienced the atomic bomb, yes, and to be living, to be married to an American person, and to be living in America and becoming an American citizen. How does that? That's a difficult question.
First, you know, I don't can speak so much English.
Yes,
now too. 日本語でいいですね。初めはみんながジロジロ見るんですね。エアポートに行ってもこんなして見られるし、日本人かいな、この人少し背が高いがというような感じでしょうね、多分ね。みんな日本人がこうちっちゃいって思ってたから、その頃。それでジロジロ見られるしね、私ミシガンでお友達がいないから歩いてセールスする英文をやってたわけなんです。化粧品とかなんか、その時ノックドアしてカミン中から入っていったら、おいジャパニーズ中からイエスったら、おうジャプゲラーヒアMy son is a, you know, and Jap care my son for Harvard.All the day, say, you know, I say, if you're sorry, I get out, you know. But, and that's when the people, all the people, never moved, you know. one Michigan, Michigan State, yeah, that kind of people is a steelhead Japanese, the family care. So I think I'm good, I'm proud of my mother. And she not saying a feeling that, you know, smooth we can get married. So I pray to my mother and my family. That's hospital time. I stay 3 months stay hospital. Not so much I can speak English. で、ごめんなさい。日本語。看護婦さんなんかがすごくよくしてくれたんですよね。すごくよくしてくれて、部屋を掃除にくる黒人のおばさんなんかもよくしてくれてね。それで、ああ、私アメリカに来てよかったなと思いました。で、日本ではね、ちょうどみんなが若い人たちが生意気な頃、私は学校どうしても頭は痛いし、足はこんな風で、学校に行っても覚えが悪かったんですね。それでなんか病院も医者も誰もいなかった。何年か後に医者病院ができた。あそこに医者がいるっていうので、母が何件も回って見てもらったけど、中耳炎っていうんです、耳ね。慢性中耳炎だって、それぐらいのもんで、 熱冷ましをくれるぐらいなもんでね、そんなふうにしているのに、私が同級生なんか外に出て椅子を出して、母がね、外の日向にね、時、いた方がいいよ言って出してくれて、もうそろそろ学校がやまるなって思う時には、私もこそこそ家の中に入ってたんですね。みんな学校から帰ってくる人が、そんなふうな ことをずっと続けていた、半分は私も、なんて言いますか、ひねくれてたって言いますか、<笑>そんなふうなところがあったんですよね。でもね、アメリカに来たらみんながオープンで、みんながね、親しく話してくれるのでね、私は良かったなって思ってます。
Question for both of you, that you're talking about getting pregnant, and there's, I'm not sure if you had the knowledge, but there are definitely certain scientifically based findings that proves that there are some effect that goes on to second generation of the atomic bomb survivors. And as a matter of fact, people have died, people have second generation of the atomic bomb survivors, and even to third generation. That's pretty vague, I think. But people still, there are a lot of people still suffering because they're second generation, and they have had different diseases, genetic related diseases.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have that knowledge when she was pregnant? Were you aware of it? Were you concerned? If you were.
No, I wasn't aware of that. I wasn't aware of it, and I didn't think about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
But now you know a little bit about.
Now I know. Now I'm aware of it, and I keep an eye on. I keep up to date with my son and daughter, Michael and Sandra, and as of yet, they haven't had a lot of problems. Sandra and Michael haven't. So I guess we've been lucky there. But then again, Sandra's 38 and Michael's 36. And they're getting close to that age where things start popping up, start happening. You know. But, when we first got married, no, I never thought of it. I really never thought about it. And did you?
No.
That'd be the one of us, by the way. It's just like for years how people would drink and they never thought about what effects drinking would have on the child, right? Especially if you drank while you was, or took drugs while you were pregnant. So
it's stupid to talk about if in history, but if you knew, would it have been different?
No. We got along right away.
Why did you get? I mean, this chemistry. I mean, you know, it certainly seemed that back then in the 1950s.
Yeah, it was in
maybe.
Yeah, it was.
I'm having a hard time.
It was in the 60s. Yeah.
Yeah, 60s in American Navy personnel and Japanese female.
I was at that time. Are you familiar with ranks in the service?
Certainly, yeah.
Yeah. See, I was a first-class petty officer. Mm-hmm. So a first-class petty officer is just one step below chief, so I was fairly stable in my job. Mm-hmm. And I knew I was going to stay in the service. I was going to make a career out of the service, right? So I was very young for a first-class, but I wasn't your typical 23 or 24-year-old. I was alone, because see, the reason being is my mother died when I was 9 years old. My dad died when I was 20 years old. So I lost both my mom and dad real young. And my sister is 14 years older than I am. My brother's 16 years older than I am. So I didn't grow up with a brother and a sister. So I grew up by myself. So all the decisions I had to make, if they were good or bad, I had to do myself. So when I met Sue, she was on her own, and I was on my own. So we both knew something about life, and we just got along together. And I had a chance to see a lot of other women, but I never... I'm glad with what I did. I don't know. We just got along, and that's it. And you have to have certain things. You have to get along. If you don't get along with somebody, a woman can be beautiful or a man can be so handsome, and then they just argue all the time and they'll get along. So, but we got along. We didn't argue, and everything seemed to go well.
But 30 minutes, we get to argue 30 minutes or 1 hour, no more.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not the person, if I argue with somebody, that I'm gonna. If I have an argument with you, I'll probably talk to you tomorrow, just like I talk to you right now. I don't go to hold it inside me and say, "Yeah," you know, that's silly. You know, sometimes you'd have arguments over little things or big things, so there's no sense holding on to it. And the neat thing about Sue is, if you try to argue with her, she'll just go. Go watch television.
I don't know.
You can't argue with yourself. So she's not going to sit there and argue with you. So that was a thing, too. You know, that helped me. That helped me a lot. Because she's older than I am, and that helped me. So we just got along. So.
We met together. Are you 21 years old?
No, I was 22, 23.
22 years old. Your birthday, we got the ring. So I think we met...
No. 64. We met 64. So 64, I was... Yeah, 22. 22 years. So we've known each other since 1964. So that's 41 years. Long time.
Well, no, so you have a very, this is the last question, but you have a very different perspective on atomic bomb because you have lived in a way with it. You don't have to answer this if you don't like, but was it justified? There's a lot of theories about, you know, and then in this country, you know, when you, I talk about it to people, it always just Pearl Harbor, and she talks about that too. She told me that last time. Every time you talk about it, it just comes down to this Pearl Harbor, and it stays in this sort of political level. But There's a different theory. There was experiment. There was experiment to save the American soldiers. A lot of theories, you know, whether it was justified or not. But was it justified in your eyes, if you can answer this, if you have to? And what do you think, especially now that there is... And then what do you think about the atomic bomb? What is the atomic bomb? Because we don't know. I know what it does, but I don't really know what it is. And now that the third part of that is now it's being made again. People are trying to make a mini nuke and different things. So these three questions, if you can hit them up.
Looking at, I'm kind of a history buff, mm-hmm. and I like to watch the history, and which includes. Things that happened, a lot of things that happened during the Second World War. I think that they show you all these things on what happened in Japan before it happened, and what the government, the United States government, was doing. The United States government has never really came out and said a heck of a lot about the atomic bomb, other than we developed it here, we got the German scientists, and we practiced with it on the desert, And that thing about, well, if we wouldn't have dropped the atomic bomb, we would have lost millions of men fighting. I don't think they should have dropped the atomic bomb. That's my personal opinion. I think that the Japanese at that time were trying to, they were trying to go through some different countries to get peace. And I think peace could have been, could have happened without all that loss of life. I think it could have happened without dropping the atomic bomb. Now, as far as knowing anything about the atomic bomb, I'm probably just like you. I know that it can do one heck of a lot of damage. If we look at millions of years ago, just what a volcano can do blowing up and take another million years before animals came back. That's basically what you got when an atomic bomb goes off. Because when they say this volcano was the strength of 10 atomic bombs, so they're using the atomic bomb as a reference, okay, for destruction. And yes, atomic bomb is very destructive. It scares the devil out of me that people in the Middle East could get a hold of could make an atomic bomb. That scares me. Because I think some of the people over there, I call them cartoons sometimes, because they're so crazy what they do. They're so dedicated to doing something that they don't give it any thought. And I don't think they would give it any thought about dropping an atomic bomb. That scares me. It really scares me. I think they ought to take all the atomic bombs and just bury them. Dismantle them and bury them. I mean, they should be able to, they should be smart enough to be able to talk with each other. And, I don't think we're ever going to stop war. They've been fighting wars ever since 7000 BC, so I don't think you're ever going to stop wars, but you don't have to drop atomic bombs.
What is atomic bomb to you and also to you?
Okay, the atomic bomb to me is destruction in a very small package. It can do so much damage, and it's something so small, and it can just destroy so much, and with all the things, nuclear submarines. Look at all the things they've had on television about nuclear submarines, and they say, when something screws up on a nuclear submarine, everybody dies, because they all get radiation and they die. They're dead. So that's the second thing that a nuclear bomb says to me, that not only will it blow all the houses up, it'll leave millions and millions of people with radiation problems, which takes years and years and years and years. It takes hundreds of years to correct. You can't correct it. Look at this. Now we're talking about something that happened 45, 60 years ago. And just like you said, second, third generation, still having problems. So, and now that was just a little Chisai atomic bomb. Look at the atomic bombs they got now. Big. They do 1,000 times more damage. It's very scary. No, I don't. I get rid of the atomic bombs. Get rid of them. What do you think? Well, he wanted your opinion.
What is atomic bomb to you in your life? 象徴的な感じでもいいんですけど
原爆というのは、まあ、スーさんの原爆と何ですか?原爆とは本当に一人の私の場合、私の人生をめちゃくちゃにしましたよね。そうしか取れません。11歳からずっと足で悩み、また耳で悩み、そのうちに内臓をやられて 肝臓の周りに脂肪がくっついてるんですね。それで未だにまだ判定が出てきますよ。それで肝臓からだろうって医者が肝臓を調べたら脂肪が肝臓の周りにずっとあるからそれのせいかねってこう言うんですね。 で、もしこれが悪くなったら、どうなんですかって、血のがんだって言うんですよ。血液のがんと。だから、そんなことでビクビク、一生がビクビクしてます。本当にこの足がね、こうなったら、私どんなかしらん。この耳がね、こっちの耳が何かあって、なったら聞こえなくなったら、膣んぼになってしまう。で、本当にこの、ずっと、 60年間、本当ね、そんなふうな原子爆弾だから、本当に、もう、二度とね、どこの国でもね、落としてほしくないですね。もう本当に原子爆弾はもうね、みんなもう、なくしてしまうのが、人間の平和じゃないかしらと思います。 そんな武器があるから戦争するんでしょ。ね、で、戦争がひどくなったら今度そんな武器を使うんだから、本当にもうね、みんなが、それをなくしてしまったらみんなが平和になるんじゃないかしらって私自信でそう思ってます。だから個人、ね、私の地、あれは小さいけど、若い人たちが話してるのを何回も私、はーいって言って、 挨拶するんですね。向こうが挨拶するからね、何日かしたらね、こう入っていって喋るわけなんですね、若い人と。で、喋っているうちに何回かのうちに私がね、あんたたちの戦争どう思うってね、今のままだったらね、ベトナム戦争、こうね、朝鮮ね、あれみたいになるんじゃない、あんたたちもね、もう 呼ばれるよって、こんなふうに言ってね、本当にね、もうね、私若いんだからね、あんた力をこうして、ね、原子爆弾もなくし、武器もなくしするね、あれしなくちゃダメだよって言って話すんですよね。で、本当にね、一人一人がね、その気になったら戦争もなくなるよ言って話したら、いやーなんて、アメリカの若い人はね、切ってくれますね。本当にね、 お腹の中でどんな思ってるか知らないけど、やってこんなふうに、本当にね、聞いてくれます。日本ではね、何このおばすばばは何言ってるかっていうような顔してね、そんなふうな何回かありました。でも、アメリカの若い人たちはね、本当にね、どうだなんだかんだやってますけど、聞く耳持ってます。仲間に入ってね、いろいろ話してるうち、こうなんだよ、あんなんだよしたらね、 いくらね、ばあさんが来たなんて言って、聞きますよ、話をね。それこはいいとこだなと私は思います。だからこれからもね、本当私ね、みんなに話していくために私今まで生きてるんじゃないかなと思ってる。そんなに思ってます。 続けて私ね、まだまだみんなと話し合っていこうと思ってます。
Anything else you want to say? You left out.
No.
すっきりしました。ね、自分の中のこの出した。I feel better. ね、Yes, I have one now. Take it out.